over here.
It seems that we have about 20 or more questions. I don't know if we'll be able to get through all of them, but we'll do our best. Okay, the first question is, if people do not want misery and unhappiness, like Ronald Reagan, for example, where does it come from and how is it resolved? If people have different ideas of what makes peace and happiness, for example, Reagan versus peace, people versus peace people. Okay, if people don't want misery and unhappiness, like Ronald Reagan, for example, where does this unhappiness come from and how does unhappiness resolve? What's the best way to resolve unhappiness and unhappy mind?
Now, even though people, you know, don't like to have miserable, but constantly they create, you know, such attitude on their themselves and the attitude toward, you know, environment and social, because fundamentally that the human ego, the artificial ego, is the, you know, problem. Giving artificial projection himself and giving, you know, artificial projection on others, not touching true fundamental nature of human being, not touching human heart. Or maybe Buddhism can say, not touching the fundamental reality of human mind, human consciousness. It's just, you know, sort of superficial ego is the too thick blanket, you know, to build up, you know, in our society, in our life. So that is the cause of misery. Communicating or not? All right. Because this answer is a concerning question that people want happy, you know, but creating miserable action, that is, okay.
Yeah. Second question is, but is peaceful thinking enough? What about compassionate action and political change?
I said, yeah, you can do it with a skillful, with a loving kindness, action, with a wisdom. You can change politics, you can manipulate politics, you can change human mind. It's all right. But unskillful emotion, fear, try destructively to change, you know, then it's not why. Okay.
Next question is, but when is anger appropriate?
When is anger appropriate?
When is it correct to display anger or to be angry?
Well, that this question is, I'm not sure. I'm not oriented to this kind of question in my life, you know. In Buddhism we're thinking now. Sounds like, you know, when is the time to be angry? What do you need, Eric? There's no time, okay, you be angry. There's no time, right, you should be angry. The angry is the worst enemy to destroy your good quality, your relationship, your peaceful, your loving kindness. Any wisdom, it's polluted. The darkness, the worst your life you can do, I tell you, according to Buddhism. It's not something, my interpretation, you know. You know, therefore, you should not angry. It is a good thing also to terminate as much as possible and never going angry. Even though I have to show angry. Sometimes you have to show angry aspect outside, say, oh, I'm going to beat you. You understand? You have to show. That doesn't mean you are angry. You know, there's no, you know, time space to be allow yourself angry. That's mistake. Okay, clean, clear. The angry is the, there's no, you know, sort of, you know, exception in Buddhism. But we have exception, desire. You understand? Desire can be to utilize, can be positive, can be negative. But angry, always negative. Okay. So desire and attachment, I give you permission. But no. No exception for anger.
What is the way we change our mind from anxiety to peace?
There are many different ways you can change. By, you know, explaining what is the reality. You know, you explain with a skillful wisdom, explaining what the situation is, then you can change some intellectual way, analytical way. Other way, you switch your mind into some atmosphere and contemplate diverse way, then that's the way you can change. All right? Two ways. Come and get on. Analytical, intellectual way, you can talk your mind, can change your mind. But then meditation, you switch your mind different dimension and contemplate on there. Reverse thinking, you know what I mean, you reverse. Then that way you can do. There are two ways you can do. Don't think, don't worry, you become great meditator, you know. Well, in you know, in Buddhism, there are a lot of meditation, you know, in order to release anxiety. Your simple way you can do it without concerning bad, good, and beautiful, ugly, and you just leave your mind into natural state of breathing, going, coming. And you want to start taking space out, you know, thinking, oh, he did this. Instead of criticizing, you know, reminding yourself, you know, you just, you know, let go and think about, leave your own rhythm, listen to your own rhythm, breathe movement, you know. You know, you just aware your own breathe movement, you just aware your own nature of your own thinking, your own body, your own speech, your own mind, that all. And also, not interpreting, am I good, am I bad? Sometimes that is not good, you know. That is becomes intense. That becomes, you, minute you think about, am I good enough? Then, of course, there is bad things also. Then is the conflict, you know. Don't think about, you know, it's not a big deal. You are good or you are bad, it already manifests anyway. However, also, higher point of view, the bad good is only, you know, opinion. You know, only opinion. It's really, you know, it is opinion, people's opinion for you. You know, beauty of ugly is people's opinion. It's so conventional. There's no absolute beauty for evil, unchangeable beauty, not existent, according to Buddhism. So, okay, now, so, every day of our life, we think about, we intellect so much good, bad, we repeat mantra, you know, Buddhism is something we repeat mantra, but all of us, you know, our life, you repeat good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, oh, today pleasure, unpleasure, today pleasure, unpleasure, 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 so, all these things, you know, all these things are so oriented, you know, so built up energy, since you were born up to now. So that's why you're ruling 24 hours. So some way you develop, you know, this chasing, running is stopped. You know? Okay. The ruling, this will is stopped. As you car park, you know? You know, when you car park, you stop wheel, isn't it? But your mind, you never stop, isn't it? So that you have to have access, skill to develop, to stop. All right.
Would you talk more about what our obligations are to each other?
Oh. Well, I think, you know, realistic point of view, you need to take care of each other is something according to your capacity, by physically or by mentally, as much as you could, you do, that's all. Communicate or not? As much as you could. You should not go beyond your capacity. You know what I mean? You should not go. Then you burn out your pill, you know? Some people very ambitious, they say, oh, now from now I want to help other people. You understand what I mean, you know? Then they too much put effort. Then 2-3 days I burn out energy, you know? Okay, so skillful way. Anyway, remember you, Buddha's one teaching is, I tell you, is middle way. Avoiding any extreme. Oh, you have to be survive yourself in order to exist in the help for others. So first thing, you have to take care of yourself. Then the point reaches, you have enough, you know, more than enough, you know, energy to share for others. That time you share by physically, by mentally, by wisdom, by love, whatever it is. I think that's all. So the middle way, don't try too much push, you know. Normally, our attachment relationship, we are not middle way. We try too much help, you know, each other, you know, then bam, cash. You understand? It's not realistic. So that even though you love too much your object, you know, other human being, you be careful how much put energy. No?
How can we deal with feelings of isolation from other human beings, such as husbands, friends, family, co-workers, etc.?
Oh. I think it, this you know, America community, you know, we are so isolated each other, you know. We are so individualistic. We are so scared each other, taking advantage each other, you know, unfortunately. I think this paranoia have to be eliminated, you know, in order to feel, you know, you know, we are take care of each other. I think so. Could you repeat this question?
The question was, how can we deal with feelings of isolation from other human beings, such as husband, wife, friends, families, and people we work with?
Well, first of all, I disagree. The husband and wife is always together in this country, isn't it? They cannot separate, I think. When they separate, they want to completely separate, you know? So I wish, you know, husband and wife give more space, you know, so that they have space to think about. They think about appreciating each other. But if they go like this, like all the time, 24 hours, then they not, they can't see, you know, husband helping wife can't see, you know, husband cannot see wife helping for them. You know, we need together, but same time, we have space time, each other, do each other whatever we do, you know, and the individual interesting, you know, job. I think this subject is quite a big subject. That's going to take a lot of space, time. You know, I think most of people, you know, already this problem, you know, big problem in this country. I think so. You see, somehow, maybe this country is maybe built up, you know, such higher intellectual life. So therefore, the intellectual life is, you know, somehow, you know, very, you know, concrete. You know, it is so impossible, you know, impossible to change somehow. And so build up, you know, individual self-existence, you know, permanent, you know, existence, each other. So then difficult to be humanized, you know, to contact it as a human being. Because when minute we talk about, you know, when I contact, yes, when we meet in this country, we meet, we are always something, very intense business situation. When are you going to come? When are you going to see me? You know, what business are you going to give me? How are you going to give? How much are you expecting to me? So intensive intellectual, you know. So intensive intellectual. So therefore, I think that makes it difficult to be relaxed each other, to be, you know, sort of, you know, just be, you know, just be together. But no important. But this country, when we be together, we have to be so important, isn't it? We have to talk about important issue. So that's why it becomes unnatural, you know. Human relation becomes also tense and unnatural. So that is the point, you know. You know, loneliness and you know, and disconnected each other. That feeling we have, you know, we have, unfortunately. What to do? I think you people know better than me. I'm not going to tell that.
This is kind of a Berkeley question here.
Yes, Berkeley question.
Yes.
Wow.
Uh-huh. What do you feel about using drugs to relieve anxiety? Especially if a chemical imbalance has caused the anxiety.
Really? So, well, I think good idea, because I, in order to eliminate my anxiety, I eating now, you know, what is this one? Raisins, you know. Well, of course, I mean, you know, I'm, you know, unexperienced, I tell you, I am unexperienced, I'm uneducated, you know, about those matter of drugs, these things. I don't know personally, but I can say my opinion, you know, nevertheless. Well, I mean, depends, you know, what state of your mind. First of all, I'm going to say, depends what state of your mind. If your mind already banana, you know, banana. And useless and disturbed, you know what I mean, you know, already, then it's a good idea, you know, to bring, you know, from the banana to become apple, you know, to use something, you know, something, to use something, you know, to compromise something, and bring the mind more, you know, softer, gentle, the loose, concrete concept. It is a good idea, I think, you know. Anyway, we do this country, you know, in the hospital, they use anyway, isn't it? You know, I think it. I don't think so. It's a big deal. But if you become happy, you know, addicted all the time, I disagree. because you become uncontrolled. Your mind becomes uncontrolled. Then it's very dangerous. We talk about peace and control. If you uncontrol your mind, how can you bring peace for others? You're not taking responsible. And especially the taking drug, your mind is becoming, you know, really, you know, unstable. It's foolish, you know. You destroy yourself, isn't it? So therefore, I mean, you know, you should judge. I believe, you know, human being is capable individually to discriminate what is good for you, what is bad for you. I think you should take responsibility. So, you know, what is the question? Against the fish? I'm not sure, I don't know. I answer it or not, I'm not sure. What is the question?
What do you feel about using drugs to relieve anxiety, especially if a chemical imbalance has caused the anxiety? Some physical
I think
problem.
They use, yeah, they use. They use already now. This is common, you know. Hospital doctors, they're giving prescription for that, you know. So you shouldn't worry. It's legal, you know. That's all. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I agree. Next question is, many people make bombs and weapons because it's their job, and it's all they know how to do, to work, and to make money, to support their families. So how do we change this?
I think they should allow to make bombs, for sure, in order to make money. Let go. That's again the same history, you know. It's already weapons. You know, unbelievable, you know, bombs already anyway, you know. So what is the big deal, you know? You know, what is the deal now making, you know, you made already almost, you know, 1,000 already, you know. Then say, oh, you should not anymore produce change. It's just useless, you know. Just let go. I truly believe it is not worth saying, okay, you produce this year 10. That's not right. Last year you produced 100. This year you produce 10. Tension, I don't agree. What is the use, you know? What a big deal. 100 already, you know, 10 is what? I don't think let go. I don't care. Anyway, they will do, I care. Honestly, my own experience, I care. You stop here, but they move here. It's like mushroom, you know? Mushroom, you grow here, you grow here, you grow here, you grow here. You understand? There's no point, you know, there's no point, I tell you, in this earth. You really stop totally to produce this weapon. No way, I tell you. One country stop, maybe another country get that advantage. That's all, the grasping mind, just egotistic mind, you know, unbelievable political mind, you know, play game, they're going to do it anyway. I think it's just a waste of time. Let go. Enjoy ourselves. Relax our sleep.
The next question says, I understand the notion of individual responsibility, but the means to end hostility has to be a cooperative act. How does one commit oneself to nonviolence against surprise hostility, such as a personal attack?
Oh, yeah, a personal attack, you have this one. You know, somebody's coming, you know, try to beat you. That's all right. That's okay, you know. That's all right. You protect yourself is all right, you know. But you should never think about I kill him. No. You know, you can protect yourself without killing, okay? Yeah.
Next question is about killing. It seems that oppression in politics and therefore economics does kill. How can we change that?
then you try to vote for me to become America president. You know? Him like monkey, so ambitious, you know. I think, you know, some extent you can manipulate political people and can change their mind. It's possible, you know. But you have to be role within, you know. You have to act within. You have to play within. If you are isolated in the cave, in the Himalaya mountain, and you say, oh, you are wrong, blah, 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 doesn't be effective. You have to play within, acting within, with a compassionate manner. You know, I think possible to change, manipulate. Because he's also people, you know. You know what I mean? Politicians are people. Politician has a wife. Politician has children. You know, they want happy. They want the comfort, you know. So it's possible to change. And especially, I tell you, if you know, the majority of the, you know, world community, we decided we're not going to touch weapons. You know, we determinate, we make vow, we're never going to touch weapons to kill human beings. Then they cannot do too much. That's why, when I try, you know, we can educate people reasonable way without, you know, involving nationalistic, without involving any, you know, any category of, you know, organization. I think possible.
This is our last question.
Okay.
What are your feelings towards the system and the people that force you to leave Tibet and to this day keep you from returning?
Repeat it.
What are your feelings towards the system and the people that force you to leave Tibet and to this day that keep you from returning there?
My feeling is, you know, those people who kick out me from country is I'm very happy. I'm grateful, you know. I have no criticize Chairman Mao, who is already dead. I have, you know, great sympathy for his life and his wife, you know. All the, you know, Chinese politicians are, you know, they meet well. They have to go through, you know, I tell you, the personally, I'm kicked out of my country, you know, kicked out, or anyway, not kicked out, actually, I just left. You know what I mean? You know, it's not kicked out, you go away. I just left myself, I escaped from the situation. when you look at, you know, Chinese population, you know, all Chinese population are much suffering. I'm nothing, I tell you. I'm nothing. You know, how many population you know, China? They all went in terrible, miserable situation. Many years concerning this, you know, I have nothing, you know, to say any, I can say anything. You know, I have great sympathetic for the, all the nation of the, you know, Chinese people. You know, they are the suffering. They went through so destructive life. They, you know, their mother, father killed. You know, they have incredible destructive. Tibetan is this much, I tell you. Comparatively. Now I talk about a scientific point of view. Tibetan is this much, you know. China is this much. This much people went into the miserable. And Tibetans are very little. So I have nothing, you know, to say. They're very kind, they kick out me, and I come to America, I meet all of you, I'm great success to see you. I think that's all. Thank you. Thank you. Very happy. Thank you. Thank you.